tebikora omwoyowoyi nali niira omusaayi ogw'omwana gw'endiga n'agubala ng'okutwa mutukuza temulezi ki ekiri mugwanira nafulwayo mukama tuli wano atukwenenyeza kwetondera wonna we tusobezza omwoyo omutukuvu we tukaayanye naye nga bwe watwogerako mu lubereberye essuula ey'omukaaga ogamba nti omwoyo otakaanenga na bantu bano semirundi mingi tukaanye naye naye tusaba osinziira eyo gy'oli mu bwakabaka obw'omuggulu otusaasirire osonyiwa obutali butuukivu obwo atwongere okuwa ekifo ekisooka mu mitima gyaffe magezi gaffe mu bikolwa byaffe byonna mu kwogera kwaffe kwonna ne mu kulowooza ne mu kufumiitiriza ssebo nga tujja okwongera okulowooza ku butukuvu n'obutuukirivu obwo tuleme okunyiiza newankubadde okuvvoola omwoyo omutukuvu gwe watulabulako mu Matayo 12:3-2 yali muvvoola talisonyiibwa so naffe twagala okumuwa ekifo ekisooka mu mitima gyaffe okumuwa n'okumuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo n'emirimu gye gyonna okukkiriza gikolebwe masikati gaffe nga bwayogera mu balumi 8:14 yabakulemberamu omwoyo wa Katonda abo baana ba Katonda kitaffe tukuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo mu linnya erya Mukama waffe Yesu olw'okutwongera akaseera akalungi nga kano okwaniriza omwoyo omutukuvu okwongera otukulemberamu kubanga omwoyo wa ddembe era n'essanyu ly'obulokozi tuliraba okuyita mu ye nga mu Zabbuli ya 5:12 onzirize essanyu ery'obulokozi era onnyweze n'omwoyo w'eddembe era weewaawo mukama waffe w'obeera Yesu nga mu Bakolinso ekyokubiri essuula ey'okusatu 13:17 mukama waffe gwe mwoyo era waba omwoyo gwa mukama waffe wewaba eddembe kyetuva tumuwa ekitiibwa ekisooka ekifo ekisooka mu mitima gyaffe mu magezi gaffe okutukulemberamu okutuleetera otutegeera ebigambo eby'omu kitabo kino kubanga oyogera mu ngero essuula esooka 23 bwe munakkiriza okunenya kwange n'abayiwako omwoyo wange anaabaleetera otutegeera ebigambo byange kale omwoyo omutukuvu tukwaniriza oyongere otusomesa okutuyigiriza nga mu Yokaana 14:26 nti bw'olijja olitusomesa byonna era olitujjukiza byonna olitubikulira ebigenda okujja nga mu Yokaana 14:6-10 tukuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo kitaffe kubanga wasiima n'otuma omwoyo wo nga mu Zabbuli 14:3 atuzza obuggya era atutondemu omwoyo omupya tubeere bantu bajja mu maaso go weebale kitaffe kubanga omuwa ekifo ekyo era omukkirizo tukulemberamu mu linnya erya Mukama waffe Yesu tusabye ne gyonna eri abamalayika abatukuvu okubeera mu masekati gaffe amiina Mukama akuwa omukisa.
God bless you.
Yesu yewe.
Praise Jesus.
Abooluganda basooke babaggalireyo okuwali eri baggalewo oba wabeewo abalemesa wali okuyingira. Mukama akuwa omukisa.
May God bless you.
Tegeka omutima gwo.
Prepare your heart.
Ekitabo ky'omwoyo omutukuvu.
The book of the Holy Spirit.
N'amagezi go.
And your mind.
Kubanga naye agenda kuba awandiika.
Of it is going to be writing.
Ayogerwako mu Bakolinso ekyokubiri essuula ey'okusatu.
He's spoken of in 2 Corinthians 3.
Olisooka paka olw'omusanvu.
Verses 1-7.
Ti ye awandiika ku bipande by'emitima gyaffe.
He writes on tablets of our hearts.
Era atuukiriza ebiragiro byonna eby'endagaano empya.
And he fulfills all commandments of the Old New Testament.
Nga mu Yeremiya 3:1-3.
Jeremiah 31:31-33.
Okuwandiika ebigambo bino mu magezi gaffe.
To write these words within our minds.
Mitima gyaffe.
In our hearts.
Omuntu w'omunda.
In our inner part.
Yes, ye bazi.
Praise Jesus.
So mutegekere ekitabo kyekyo.
Now prepare that his book. Think that when in one place.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
you too prepare where you're going to write. For he speaks according to Romans 8:26-28. That he bears our weakness. What we cannot do like writing in our mind. That's what he does.
But
what we can do like writing in our books. Those are what we do for ourselves. What we do, it is doing. For his Christian in Corinthians, we are co-workers with him.
So,
do your part of writing in your book. Yes, he writes within your heart, in your mind. In those days when you need them, Matthew 10 says the Holy Spirit will be giving them to you in that moment. The moment you will need them.
It's faith
you read in the book he gathered. Like Isaiah 34:16. That look in the book of the Lord and read. For none of them will miss its mate. The mouth of the Lord commanded it. And the Holy Spirit gathered as he worked with the apostles and the prophets. Himself can cause us to understand those words. Like Proverbs 1:23. We are going to be moving on in our first aspect. And we read and we reach to understanding. Those to be on our mediums. And you are the number one media. For you are a media. Which we commit faithful words to, that you may teach them to others. All our other mediums like Facebook,
WhatsApp,
the WhatsApp,
the
YouTube,
TV, and the
television and the radio stations which are to come, which fall in what we call the full knowledge of God,
the focus of God,
and the focus of God.
Those,
our mediums, how they move.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we look to the new generation with the full knowledge of God.
And
that's the ministry. What we expect in that generation.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We fulfill the promises of our Master, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, which He promised in Daniel 12:1-5. And He speaks, in the latter days, knowledge will increase. And He says that the wise will move on to get more understanding. But among the evil, none of them will understand. That He promised it. Spoken Isaiah 11:9. And he says that the world be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters spread over the sea. And Habakkuk 2:14, that the world will be filled with the knowledge of glory of God as the waters spread over the sea. This we move on to bring eternal life unto people as they are still on this world, and they get a guarantee. Praise Jesus. When Hosea 4:6, he says people are destroyed for lacking knowledge. Praise Jesus. But when He speaks with us, He says in John 17:3
that
eternal life is not the one true God, and Christ Jesus is
saying.
Now we are in those seasons.
We
seek for many who strive for knowledge and understanding, like Proverbs 2, when He says that pray for knowledge and understanding. Now unto them we bring this knowledge of knowing the full knowledge of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we know we last ended as we began to know the fullness of God the Father, and the Word is the Son, and the Holy Spirit, together with their glory. And we prove the more you know the fullness of God the Father, the Word, that is the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, the more you get to know their glory.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus. Thus we ended on studying one of those. As we proved with a right, there is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Amen. Jesus. Right then we are moving on from there.
While
we last proved that the Spirit of God is existing. Already we had known concerning the Father and the Word, the Lord Jesus. And we began to know on what concerns the Holy Spirit, that we had to see of their speech, that are they all existing and they speak, that we are going to be seeing. Let's first wind up the existing of the Holy Spirit. He speaks of Him like this. 1 Corinthians 2:11.
Bakolinso ekisooka esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri lwa 11. Nti kubanga muntu ki ategeera eby'omuntu wabula omwoyo gw'omuntu oguli mu ye. Era bwe kityo n'ebya Katonda siwali abitegeera wabula omwoyo gwa Katonda.
Yes, yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Kitoofu omwoyo omutukuvu.
Straight the Holy Spirit.
Yabeera mu kitaffe.
Is the one who is in the Father.
Era yabeera mu kigambo.
Is the one within the Word.
Tumanyi nga kigambo omwana.
Whom we know as the Word, the Son.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
That is the Lord Jesus.
Yes, yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Era nga baatandika bonna.
And these began together.
Yes, you was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And he said that these three are the same. We try to give you light that it is possible for the Father to have an independent understanding as Him, the Father in heaven, and even the Word, the Lord Jesus. He too can remain understanding. Praise Jesus. Even the Holy Spirit understanding independently as Him. And that we got it from where? We proved you in John 15. From verse 1 to 5. The Lord Jesus says, He is the true vine, and we are branches which come from Him. And according to all that, in Isaiah 51, He is the rock from which we were cut. We were gotten from Him. All the proof, move on to get it in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 3 unto 5. He is the chief cornerstone. And we as living stones, we come to Him to build a house of the Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We saw that though we came from Christ Jesus, but each one remained to have an independent mind. You can decide on your own.
So, and
the beginning of the Father and the Word and the Holy Spirit, all three were able to have an independent mind. Most of them on them we had no it based on the lampstand. We
chose
in the city of God,
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem of heaven. Like he first showed it to Moses. And when the Father began, even his words, together with the Holy Spirit,
yes,
praise Jesus. Now we prove straight that we are to know the width, the length, the depth, the length, the height, and the depth of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We
are
supposed to first prove that they are the same. For to bring their width, all their length, all their greatness, the more we know Him is the more we know His glory. But we had to first prove their existence.
So
all these we've been seeing them as new generation with the full knowledge of God, and we too are born again Christians. In the Luganda language we call ourselves Walokole. Even though in English when you search for it so much you can't get it. When you look for the safeties, you may not see the safeties. When you go like to America, England, they are known as born again Christians. They don't know them as safeties.
That
it's us who use it in Luganda, the Balokole.
All
the safeties.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you had not analyzed that, try to go search for that out. You go tell an Englishman that I'm on safety.
Okay, born again.
What is that? Born again?
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
So, na yenge vya mazima bidi kwe
bidi. But the truth is this.
Nchi dala chitufu.
That's truth.
Basa tuba no bata andika bonna.
These three began together.
Ida okusinzi ida ku Barumia sura ya 8.
And according to Romans 8.
Orunye ili oromukaga.
Verse 6.
Tugamba bwati.
They tell us this.
Abalumi esura ya 8. Norunye ili oromukaga. Kubanga okulowoza kw'omubiri kwe kufa. Na iyo kulowoza kwa omwoyo bwebulamu n'emirembe. Kubanga okulowoza kwa omubiri bwebulabe eri Katonda. Kubanga tekufugibwa mateeka ga Katonda. Kubanga n'okuyinza tegakuyinza. Nabo abali mubiri tebayinza kusanyusa Katonda. Na ye mmwe temuli mubiri wabula mu mwoyo. Obanga omwoyo gwa Katonda atula mu mmwe.
Omwoyo wa Katonda kitafu.
The Spirit of God the Father.
Obanga atula mu
if he sits within us.
Na iyo omuntu bwataba na mwoyo gwa Kristo.
Njukira omwoyo wa Katonda kitafu.
Remember the Spirit of God the Father.
Ateye mwoyo wa Kristo.
It is the Spirit of Christ.
Kibafuro okubeera omuntu
omu. It's what makes them to be one.
Sigamba nti beegasse wamu bwe bati.
Not that they have joined themselves together.
Omanyi waliwo abafuna ifaananyi nga omutwe gwa kitaffe guli wano.
You know that they will get images and the head of the Father is here and one of the Holy Spirit is on the side.
Balinganga
ebiwuka. They are like twin things which are joined together.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, and who says
don't think it like that?
Kubanga Roman Catholic or Roman Empire.
Well, Roman Catholic or Roman Empire is what does that.
And they
think past it's one person with three heads. Is that an insect with what?
Or
it's a snake with three heads.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus.
So, ekibagatta ye mwoyo.
What joins them is the one spirit.
Naye nga to kitafa so kuba mu kifo kirala ne kigambo nga ali mu kifo kirala n'omu mtu kuba nga ali mu
kifo kirala. The Father can be in one place, the Holy Spirit in another, and Jesus in another place.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus.
Naye nga ekibagatta ye mwoyo waabo omu kwe bali.
What joins them is the one spirit they have.
Era tuvula nti nafe okusigala nga tuli ba kitafa.
That's why we do remain to be of the Father.
Era nga tuli ba Christ.
And we are of Christ.
Tekedwa okuba nga tujoiningibwa n'omwoyo oyo.
We are meant to be joined with that same spirit.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus.
So waliyo kitafa mwana omu mtu kuvu.
There is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Even though in warning you on this issue,
I
tell you there is also the trinity of the devils, which you have to avoid. For
it
has no fullness which we are going to be seeing. Not even the glory, just as we are going to see. As we wind up of the Spirit, we are going to warn you of the trinity of the devils.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And which we want to tell you like this, that in the English language, or like the Hebrew, the Hebrews, they used so much the gods. And they never knew whether they are how many or they are how many. But Rome was already formed with this trinity. And it had been from the one of the Father. I don't know, you understand what I'm trying to say.
So, this
has come that we realize the real Trinity, how it appears. To take away that which tries to appear like the real Trinity.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So,
now when he speaks more of the Holy Spirit,
agamba,
he says, as the Holy Spirit was on the many waters,
even
the word was there at the same moment in Genesis. And they were there with the Father. According to Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2,
it
speaks like this.
Genesis chapter 1,
verse 1.
Katonda yatonda eggulu n'ensi. Ensi yali njereere nga yetabudde. N'ekizikiza kyali kungulu ku buziba. Omwoyo gwa Katonda negumamira kungulu ku mazzi. Katonda nayogera nti wabeewo obutangaavu.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Tumanyi bulungi.
We know very well
ddala ku buziba ku mazzi
that on the depth of the water
omwoyo yali gyali.
The Holy Spirit was there. What surprises another?
Even
the word himself, the Lord Jesus, was there. And the word, the one who moved on to command the plans of the Father to move on. And the Holy Spirit is the one who put them and implemented them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The difference on God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, to separate it from the Trinity of the Roman Empire.
Catholic Church.
Of the Roman Catholic Church. That these three, each one can be in a specific place of their own. And each one can speak as an independent person. And the word is not just a physical word you hear as a speech.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
those are in the Roman Empire is what
brought
that. And they think the word is the word they speak, physical word from the mouth.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
And we're going to be seeing that. But according to Psalms 33, the word who was on the many waters. Let's read of him.
Zaburi esuri ya satumwesatu. Nori nyiriri ulisoka. Zaburi esuri ya satumwesatu. Nori nyiriri ulisoka.
Psalms 33 from verse 1.
Musanyukire mukama mwabatu kilivu. Okutendereza kusanira abalina omwoyo gwa mazima. Mumwebaze mukama nenanga. Muyimbe okumutendereza nenanga nengo ye kumi. Mumuyimbire oluyimbo oluggya. Mukube nanga n'amagezi n'eddoboozi ddene.
Katugende ku lwomukaaga tuyite mu bwana.
Zaburi ya 33:6.
Psalms 33 verse 6.
Mu kigambo kya Katonda eggulu lyakolebwa. N'ekye lyamu lyonna lyakolebwa.
Yes, he was
praise
Jesus.
The word of God himself, he put in place the heavens and earth. We hear him so much in John chapter
1,
verses 1 and
11.
When he speaks, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was then the beginning of the Father. All things were created by him. And without him, nothing was created. But he was also there on the many waters to put in place the heavens and earth. When briefly go back to Psalms 29, verse 1 and 5, they tell us this.
Zaburi esula yabiri mwenda olinyolisoka. Mumwe mukama, ndi mumwe mukama, mwe mwabana baba zira. Mumwe mukama ekitiibwa n'amaanyi. Mumwe mukama ekitiibwa erinnya lye kirisaanira. Mumusinze mukama mu butuukirivu obuwooma. Eddoboozi lya mukama liri ku mazzi. Katonda w'ekitiibwa abattuka. Ye mukama ku mazzi amangi. Eddoboozi lya mukama ly'amaanyi.
Twazuuse kuwulira kigambo.
We first heard the word
nti yaliyo kutonda kwe gulu.
That it was then the creation of heavens and earth.
Era ye yali emabega ng'ayogera nti wabeewo obutendereki.
It was the one who was behind speaking, let there be this.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus. Many times we go to Genesis 1 and we read it. But we don't know who was commanding. Most people say it's the Father. The explanation shows the word commanded those things to be put in place. And the word he says,
he
moved on to command according to the plan the Father had made. And at that moment, he commanded the Holy Spirit, the one who had all the hands to do whatever they wanted. God determined to manifest, display authority.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. I want to show you those three words.
Ye master planner.
And the Father is the master planner. That is the Father in heaven.
Then we master creator.
And we have the master creator.
Kigamboche.
That is his word. The Lord Jesus.
We have master implementer.
We have the master implementer.
Who
implemented all things. Who is known as the Holy Spirit. All of them are specialists in what they did, each one of them.
All
we said they are to shared to each other offices.
So,
I request you to look into that aspect. It will move on to give you knowledge. What concerns the existence of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As we will to reach to read their fullness and all the glory they have,
then
you prove what you study is existing instead of when you study what you doubt. For God says, as the Holy Spirit explains, when you come to God the Father, you must believe is existing.
But it's
threatening when you believe and you don't put on action.
Even
demons believe he is existing.
But
their actions are false.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So he has
the word now. When he speaks of the Father,
let's
first see what he says.
We are
going to discover their speech, each one speaking of
another. In the
beginning, above the heavens, before we existed,
how
they used to speak, the three of them,
to show
their existence. This is taking us to see the moment of the master planner. That is the Father of heaven.
Master creator.
The master creator.
The
word of God. The son of God. The Lord Jesus.
Then master implementer.
The master implementer.
The one
who implemented all things. The spirit of the Lord. The spirit, Holy Spirit.
We
want to hear, for in creating and bringing the plan, they had to speak to each other
before
we even existed to know what they do.
So
now they began to speak to each other.
What
brought this way to exist? Because he himself is love.
He loved
so much to share and to divide.
So
that moment, as was still one,
he said,
it's impossible. How will I share? Who will I speak with? Let's divide ourselves.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
You read the book of John. Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So, Rokubati, Quagar, Salawari, Mekubai.
Now, because he
was not,
he
decided to he
speaks
to
himself,
Mungkora.
He implements.
No.
What he did, he divided himself as him.
They
want to bring the plan.
They
want to implement them.
They
want to create them.
And they
want to implement them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
It's
what we head on to
hear.
But as we
hear,
the Father spoke like this.
According to
him who brought the plan.
On Genesis
1, verse 26.
Luberebele esule soka olinyirwa biri mukaga Katona nayo kera anti tukole omuntu mungeri yaffe mu kifaananyi kyaffe bafugenga ebyomunyanja nebibuka waggulu nete nensi yonna na buli kyewalula ku nsi
Kitaffe
the Father
agamba
he says.
But
I think now you know the ones he was speaking to.
Many
ask now, God was speaking to who?
Let's
make man in our image and our likeness.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
But we know here the Father was bringing these plans. And he told the Word and the Holy Spirit.
We
would have made man in our image.
Yes, he was.
Praise Amen. Jesus.
And
he reigns over this and the other creatures. When the Father brought the plan,
it's
not he who moved them to implement it.
He
just brought the plan.
And
he just spoke it. Another who drafted it on the paper. And he gave it to the Holy Spirit. Go put it in the other place and here. The Father just spoke the plan out. And the Word was drafting it on the paper.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But Najua plan ye yunga we
gave that plan as it is.
To
the Holy Spirit who is going to implement it.
Yes, he was
raised
Jesus.
That is why you see the word.
He says,
as the Father released
them,
he was there as the master workman. As he will speak out something, and a person and they dropped it quick, it's finished.
Let's make
man is already made in an image they have spoken.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
So, singa mukama akwa chance no gena ko akuru akuru
jeri hata. The chance to go to above the heavens where they began.
Uizora ba bali ba kafuru.
You may see this who are specialists.
Ba katunda chitafe kafuru nyono ne chigambo.
Is a specialist in this world.
Ero mu mukuba mukanti anabira bwati nga chifana nyo bachikubye.
If they tell a person of
God. Nalyo ka kubala interstate yini buli kantu konna kagenda kuba kati akatambula kata sisali.
Let everything how is going to be as it's been spoken.
And
then I'm going to join this, and this make the brain and I've finished the person. It's done.
That's when he
said let there be and it happened.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So, Chitafe,
now the father
plan.
Moved on to bring the plan.
But the one moved
the one drafted the plan to appear moved to be the word.
Gave
it before he put it in the place he wants it to be. But he was an architecture, the word. Drafted all plans and put them on down. And he says it's going to be like that. And the father saw the plan is very good. And you drafted things just in minutes. That's why they love each other so much.
We too
desire to see that love spread within our vessels and veins.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. The word speaks in Proverbs
8.
Plans of the Father moved on to speak. How we moved on to be an architect and draft them.
Gero esula yomunana.
Onyurabi mwebi.
Nauli nyiri urabi mwebi.
Proverbs 8 verse 22.
Mukama yali nange ekubuli yasokera. Okusoka emirimu kye ejedda. Natekebwawo okuva emirembe n'emirembe.
Tumumanyingo yekigambo mu Yokane mwembu.
You know that is the word John 1:1.
Ye kankano yayogera ko nafu.
He's the one speaking with us here.
Ngaise ebigambo bye mukama kabaka Solomon.
And he passes his words in the mouth of King Solomon.
Banga tumanyinga bo babiranga radio.
But we know that these prophets were radios.
Ye nga radio stations ziri mukuru.
But the radio stations were in heaven.
Eri abajulirwa abasatu.
Unto the three witnesses.
So basindikanga maroboozi mu radio be banabbi n'abatumbi.
They sent voices in radios, they are the prophets and apostles.
Nga tulina okuwulira radio.
We are meant to listen to those radios. We began to praise the radios how they spoke. You forget the one in the studio when he keeps silent. I don't know whether you ever praise your radio again.
That's
why he speaks that I took away all the prophets and apostles, but my words are still existing.
Gero esula.
Proverbs 8 verse
23. Natekebwawo okuva emirembe n'emirembe okuva ku lubereberye ensinga tennabaawo.
Nga tannaba kubanga etekebwa mu bukifaananyi.
Before it was put in an image.
Okuba drawings zaayo egenda kubeera eti.
Make its draftings how it will appear.
Tebannabana kujogerako.
Before they had even spoken of it.
Ngero 8:24.
Proverbs 8:24.
Nga tewannabaawo buziba nazaalibwa. Ensulo ezijjudde amazzi nga tezinnabaawo.
Kitaffe we yagamba wabeerewo ensulo.
Where the father said let there be streams of water.
Naziteeka mu program zigenda tambula zitya.
Put them in program how they are going to be moving.
Oyo gwe bayita architecture, kigambo kya Katonda.
The architecture, the word of God.
Mu lulimi olwo tumuyita the creator.
In the other language you call him the creator.
Ngero 8:25.
Proverbs 8:22.
Ensozi nga tezinaba kusibwawo nasoka obusozi okuzaalibwa ye nga tannatonda nsi newankubadde ennimiro.
That's why the father,
olw'okuba nti master plan,
because the master planner,
naye osoosingana nga omuyita creator,
you can find him also called the creator,
naye nga ye yayogeranga njogera,
but he just spoke out,
tukole omuntu,
let's make man in our image and likeness,
olinga bwali wali,
and the other is down drafting the man. Let the stream move like this and that.
Now,
I want if the water is lifted and the heaven and is already drafted it. Is this what you have been saying? Yes, that is it.
Yes, we was.
Praise Jesus. That's why we got to get the book, the Bible, and already they have it above everything. got it in the heaven, Jerusalem. It was already in above the heavens. But above the heavens, it's in drawings. It is read by those professionals.
And
when they bring it here, you may not read it. That they will ever see it.
Drawing, says,
what, the one in drawing or in the written. But we went to read it there. For
however,
it's like this one, but the other is in drawings. Every word they spoke, they made a drawing for it. He made it in a plan. Don't pick
one
as just a child. He's a master.
Amen. Gero, esula iyo munana, nori nyula bili mwomu kaga.
Proverbs 8 verse 26.
Yenga tanda tonda nsi, ne wankubade nimiro. Ne wankubade mfufu yensi ya soka. Buya nyweze guru, zenariyo. Buya kulunga maso, gobu ziba. Buya nyweze guru wa guru. Ensulo zenyanja, wezafu kezamanyi. Buya wenyanja, ensalo yayo. Amazigale menga okusobya ekiragiro kye. Bwe yalamba emisingi gy'ensi. Kale zenga ndi awo gyali ng'omukoza.
Ono yali master workman.
He was a master workman.
Oba kwe tuyita master creator.
Or the master creator.
Ye yaliwo okulaba nga kiki kyayogedde
was there what has he spoken of? Let's do it.
Mubwangu ddala ku speed.
In a short test at a very high speed.
Ne batuma omwoyo kati gendo.
And they sent the spirit. Was separate water this as I've done it. We shall study that as we study creation.
It's
the authority which is extreme.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Here
you still see authority on the lower level. God is very elevated.
He
has wisdom. It fails on the foolish.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
He has told you. He was there as a master workman.
Kafuru,
the master
Mukora
in making the plan.
The master architecture.
The English is a master workman or architecture.
You
have different versions like those.
But what you have,
no,
Quran
is a master at drafting plans which they have spoken out.
Like
something you don't know how it appears. Maybe you don't. You don't want to put it there.
But
the master just drafts quick what you've spoken out. You speak as they draft the plan down.
As you
finish the word I tell you. Is it what you've been saying?
Draft it.
And God say it is good. Exactly as I spoke it. Now we see God the Father and the Word. He said in verse 31.
Ngero esule yomunana noru nyiri ruasato.
Proverbs 8 verse 30.
Kale zingandia ujali ngo mkosa. Era ulijo yansa nyukiranga. Nganja guliza ulijo umasoke.
Ulijo yansa nyukiranga.
Every day rejoiced over him. Right from the beginning.
Esule esoka.
Genesis 1, verse
131.
And God saw what's done is good. But the one who did them, the one who created them, their plan was the word of God, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. Praise Jesus. But he loved us so much. That next verse.
Ngero, esule yomunana noli nyiruwa satumuru umu.
Proverbs 8 verse 31.
Ngansanyu kile nsiye ebele kamu. Nesanyu liange, liyali naba na baba antu.
Yatuwa gala nyiramu kumaririza biyona.
He loved us so much and fishing all.
Kuali kuliao, ngazeke no jetu.
As we were there, he came down on earth where we are.
Yokane muku minanya.
In John 1:14.
Yamunayambo rumbi inarabisi wa jetu.
And the word God flesh appeared to us.
Nengo kuveda ya gala nyo. But
from all days he loved us, for we appeared like him. He himself is the image of the invisible Father. And we too were gotten from him. This is what I wanted you move to understand. That the Father, when he moves on to make the plan, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26
unto 28,
that plan, the word moved on to draft it and put it in place, and they implemented it in Genesis 2.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. And that's why he is spoken in Genesis 1, but nothing has been done. But in Genesis
2,
verse 6 and 7, and we saw the implementer.
And
people ask, who fulfilled us to appear like this? That is the Holy Spirit you hear.
Master Implementer.
Master Implementer. You just bring a plan that let the best veins pass here and there.
And
design the inside of yourself.
And
think in the shortest time.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
The
one who fulfilled Genesis 2, verse
6,
unto 7, it is the Holy Spirit,
Master Implementer.
Master Implementer. According to Psalm
4,
104, verse 30, let's read there.
Zaburi 104,
verse 30.
Otuma omwoyo gwo nebitondebwa. Era ofuula obuggya amaaso g'ettaka.
Yes, he was
raised.
Atuma omwoyo gwe.
He sends his spirit.
Nebiteekebwa oba nebitondebwa. Yes, he was
raised. All can be called creators.
Naye kuliko gwaita master planner.
But it's called the master planner.
Master creator.
We have the master creator.
Or master architecture.
Or the master architecture.
A furumu kuteka u plan.
A master in implementing the plan.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Nechu.
Even that, when you hear and God say that
be this,
don't think that it worked how.
But
came to implement as the plan of the word is.
Drawing,
as the drawings of the word were from the word of plan of the Father.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
But
this you move on to hear them many times. As the Father brings the plan. As in Genesis 2, verse
18.
He speaks like this on another plan.
Genesis 2, verse 18. Mukama Katonda nayogera nti si kirungi omuntu okubeeranga yekka. Namukolera omubeezi amusaanira. Mukama Katonda nakola n'ettaka buli nsolo ey'omu nsiko.
Owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard very clear?
Oli yaleeta pulaani kigambo.
The other brought the word, the plan, the Father.
Ye kigambo.
He the words.
N'alaba ababeezi nga basobola okuba bangi.
He saw that helpers can appear to be many.
Let's
take the goats, the cow.
Do
the helper say that he's worthy?
He
is the one drafted immediately.
If
he has the goat and they
are playing,
you know he makes imaginations.
The
if man has a lion and they're jumping together and they sit on the
hall
and he brought them all, how is it this one? Let's first release that for its goat. But the word saw that no.
If you remember, because the moment
all things for man has not been
as you can see on drawing.
Let me see plan for another plan.
Now, Eve.
He made Eve.
He
the spirit go and make him sleep. Get a rib from him.
Make
a person appearing like him.
Put
this plan, change here and there. Those things are very interesting.
Wow.
You don't spend a lot of time in church, but we don't study God. I don't know what we are on to. We just physical life on the world. It's got hardened because the one who began it, we are not on him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But thus, after man sinned, the Father came back, released another plan, and he spoke it to the Word and the Holy Spirit. Genesis 3:22.
Mukama Katonda n'ayogera nti, laba, omuntu afuuse ng'omu ku ffe, okumanyanga obulungi n'obubi. Kakana aleme okugolola omukono gwe okunoga ku muti ogw'obulamu okulya okuwangalanga emirembe n'emirembe.
Yagamba kigambo.
He told the words.
Mumanyi ffe bajulu basatu
eno mu ggulu. We are three in heaven.
Ffe bagezi.
We are the wise.
Naye omuntu nno afuusenga omukufu oba ani omutuufu.
Man has become like one of us. Now who is the rightful one?
Manyi twasomako nga Katonda yali atukiina tekuli n'omu gwe twafaanana
ebyaffe. You have read that God was mocking us. There's none of them we resemble. None of them will appear to be like.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He doesn't accept anyone to become like one of them. And he told now, man has become like one of us. It's impossible. We are professionals. No one is like us.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
These ones are professionals.
He says
you become like one of us.
You
think of goodness, but still, let's even chase him and chase us from the garden. But remember, as let's put cherubim in the way, we block the way, and the word began to drag them, and the scratching swords.
Death
is.
And
hell will hinder them to reach here to throw them in hell. They were not aligned.
Okay.
Told the cherubim, close the way. Raise your wings like this and close the way.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
But
the Father is a master planner.
Master creator of architecture.
The architecture or the master creator is the Word.
Come off, yes.
The Lord Jesus.
Implementer.
The master implementer is the Holy Spirit.
The
implemented as it's been told.
Architecture.
Just as the architecture released the plan of the Father.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Many times they move on speaking like that. We heard of them again of them in Isaiah. And he spoke. But before we even go there, we had him in Genesis 11.
He
also spoke in the same way.
The
thing came to disappear from us on the way of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. As we finish Genesis 11, and
it
went on to disappear from us, not remember the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But in Genesis 11, the Father still came back, brought a plan, just as his ways are. Let's begin from verse 1.
Lubereberye esura ya 11 n'olunyiro.
Katandiko lwakota kuyitembwa. Itakutandika n'okutana.
Lubereberye esura ya 11 n'olunyiro 5.
Genesis 11 from verse 5.
Mukama nakka okulaba ekibuga n'ekigo. Abana b'abantu bye bazimba. Mukama nayogera nti, laba, abuli eggwanga limu. Era bonna balina olulimi lumu. Era kino kye batandula okukola. Nekakano tewali ekigenda okubalema.
Okusinzira ye nga pulana.
According to him as the plan.
Yatunulira pulani yabwe ng'ejaruukirira.
At their plan and will be successful.
Nagamba kigambo nkubuulire.
Told the word I tell you what.
Ono nno kibamalirira okukola bagenda.
These people are there determined to do, they will do it.
So oleke say. Kanjukube mu pulani yabwe ndabe.
Let me first drop my plan.
Kituufu.
It is right.
kituufu bagenda kukikola
Holy Spirit say what should we do
tubatabule nnimi omanyi
yajja n'abatabule Holy Spirit came to confuse their tongues yovora
bayazikomya mbikola abatume sule yokubira
omuntu kuvunya toward them in acts to the Holy Spirit himself
kazira kitafu yagamba tubatabule
the Father said let's confuse their tongues
kigamonara nakuba mu obuvuya obugendo
bera make chaos how it's going to appear And he said, it's working. Let's do that. For the word, remember, this video is planned, it's always video. If you have not realized that,
he dropped
it so the chaos when they have gotten confused, each one heading their own way. And the Holy Spirit said, it's going to work for us. Let me go do that. You know, me to fulfill that.
It
is an interesting. The glory of the Lord.
Amen. Genesis 11 verse
6.
Era kino kye batandula okukola ne kaakano tewali ekigenda okubalema kye baagala okukola. Kale nno tukke tubatabulire tabulire eyo olulimi lwabwe.
Bagenda ku Kayenani.
They're going to come down with who?
Kigambo nasooka kaye
mu plan. First came in the plan.
He's not the one who came in the plan, the lady's been given two and they go here.
Do you want it like this? Okay. Send me, I go.
They send me
and it is done.
And it came,
confused the languages. And he put a virus in them. That's what spoke. And he speak what another doesn't understand. You foolish man. You tell me to bring bricks, or you are using me to be foolish. They began to beat each other for bricks and the materials they used to build. Each one speaking what is seeming abusive to another. Another say, bring bricks.
And
asked, whom are you abusing, a dog?
You are going to eat iron sheets.
Implementer came to do that. And they confused the languages. That's why the implementer came back in Acts 2. And he gathered all the languages and tongues. And he made them speak them. Let's go there. What God are you studying? Do they study God? No one understands God.
Who don't want to understand
will never inherit it.
And
God's spirit is spread for lacking knowledge.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Let's go to Acts. And we see the one who fulfilled the plans. Acts 2 from verse 1. Nebatanula okwogera ennimi endala nga omwoyo bwe yabawa okuzoogera.
Ani yazigawa mu lubereberye kumi
ne gave them in Genesis 11.
Ye mwoyo
it is the same Holy Spirit.
Yali nga atekawo implementer.
He's the one who implemented that.
Yabiteekangawo mu nkola nga
implemented them as the plan of the word is.
Nga kulieta bwe yabadde ajukoze mu
video
w'okuba.
The video to appear.
Sinzira kwa kitikichoyo.
According to the architecture.
Tafu yali ali se plan tugende tubatabule.
The father brought the plan, let's go confuse them.
Gamona gamba kandabo okukabula
bweko nabe. Let me see how the confusion will happen.
Na akora video yao ma.
Made a video the first time.
If you put
this language and this one, it will end up heading their own way. And we shall see how they will fulfill their plan. We took some time from those days to reach in the book of Isaiah to resume to hear the same talk. Let's go to Isaiah 6.
Isaiah is the Yomukaga. Isaiah esule yomukaga noli nyoroksatu.
Isaiah 6 from verse 3.
Omuna yogerere waguru eri munne ngagamba ati mutukuvu 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 mukama oweje ensi yone jude ekitiibwa kye.
Bakozesa nnyo muki.
They use mutukuvu, so much holy,
mutukuvu,
holy,
mutukuvu,
holy,
okakasani,
to prove
kitafe,
the Father,
chigambo,
the Word,
mwana,
and the, who is the Son,
no
and the Holy Spirit. If you want to speak those words in their rightfulness, you have to speak them three times. All seven times for this. Behalf of the seven spirits. When you speak the rest, you speak
the own.
If they shout hallelujah, they must be three or seven.
But
they don't come from elsewhere. They come from the Father,
Chigambo,
the Word, and the Holy Spirit.
All
the seven spirits of the Lord.
Yes, he was
praise
Jesus.
And we want to worship what we understand. That we worship the Father in spirit and truth.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
We jump
and we go to verse
8.
The Father speaks like this.
Isaiah 6 verses 8. Nembulye dobozi ya mukama ngalio giranti natumani. Era natugendera ani.
Yali agamba chigambo.
You will speak the word.
Wamuna mwe mtukufu.
Together with the Holy Spirit.
Ani agendo tugendera.
Who will go for us?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So, ebintu bino bizze bibawe
bino. These things have been happening as we've heard.
Kitegeza abatumibwa baba nabbi.
It means they were sent as prophets.
Obanga batume.
Oh, apostles.
Baba kiddewo bali babanga radio za.
They have become on behalf of the others. They are like their radios.
Era tuba tuli bakulira nga boogerera mu bo.
And we are to hear them speak through them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. That's why he asked who is going to go on our behalf.
So
now it's proven that God was always in the prophet speaking. And in the latter days, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit spoke through the Son. One person, but three forms of voices came from
him.
Like you'll be happy when radio home.
Radio station yeri.
But in the studio, there are three presenters speaking at the same time. This one speaks, gets quiet, another answers. And another speaks. Now you are on radio.
Radio
and my radio is speaking three voices.
What
is wrong with Panasonic? Once in the studios you have forgotten them. Now prophets were just
radios,
but the radio station or the studio was in heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. This you hear right now, they are to help you separate the Trinity of the devils.
For
the Trinity of the devils, its things are not clear. Who is speaking? All of them are confused.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. These got a competition. People got a problem. Said if God was praying to who? He had come on the world, he was no more God, he had become
a
son. And he had to teach us to pray to the Father. And he had to pray. Holy Spirit prays for his own understanding the Father. Prays and intercedes for us as God wills. Helping them, it doesn't make them the notes.
They
are not God like the Father.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Many times you hear in the Bible,
and God is one.
But we
find we have the Father, we hear the word, and we hear the Holy Spirit. Yes, that is one person.
He
decided to give himself an independent 3 minds to fulfill that he is love.
And
what concerns love?
It's
patient. He has many of his works.
Now,
for that love with him,
he started to
begin himself and he put himself in three.
Yet
each one is great indeed.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
So when we read and start of this speech in Hebrews chapter 1, verse
1. Katonda edda bwe yogereranga mu bitundu ebingi ne mu ngeri nyingi eri bajjajjaffe mu bannabbi.
Katonda mwennyini.
God himself.
Mu bitundu bingi.
In many places.
Mu ngeri nyingi.
In many ways.
Engeri ezimu ku ezo.
Some of those ways.
Zezi zaburi.
There are the Psalms.
Zengero.
There are the Proverbs.
Be bannabbi.
There are the Prophets.
Mubulizi.
There are the Ecclesiastes.
Oluyimba.
There are the songs of
songs. Ezo ngeri nyingi mu bifo ebyenjawulo.
And many ways in different places.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. Through the prophets.
So
prophets were radios. Yet he based in heaven. And the Holy Spirit transmitted it down here. And brought the one to the Father, the word, and the Holy Spirit himself. Have you understood that? You know, in the Holy Spirit are the waves moving the message.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
That
and we heard that prophets never spoke what they wanted. But they spoke what came from the Lord as they are led by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. They never spoke what they wanted. Not what they wanted. Let's finish this verse. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1.
Katondedda bweyogereranga mu bitundu ebingi ne mu ngeri ennyingi eri bajjajjaffe mu bannabbi. Mu nnaku zino ez'oluvannyuma yayogera naffe mu mwana kuyassaawo kuba omusika wa byonna.
In the latter days,
kigambo yali wano ku nsi,
the word was on this world,
naye ng'ate olumu kitaffe yayogera.
Yet sometimes the Father spoke. One other time the Spirit spoke. And he reached to speak, the pastor has demons over him.
Another
speaks, and this time he speaks another talk. And they say,
now,
this man is he alone?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, we
wanted to show the existence of the Father,
Chigambu,
the Word, and the Holy Spirit, that we read of their fullness.
Nayenga,
but according to 2 Peter,
Suresoka,
chapter
1,
from verse 20
unto 21,
the Holy Spirit brought all the voices, and he also was inclusive, and he spoke the exact. As released voices of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit through these prophets.
Peter.
Peter,
Echokubiri, Esule Soka, Olinyiru Kuminomunana.
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 18.
Nedobo zeri yofe netuli ulira, ngaliva mguru, betuari ya wamuna ye kurusozi ulutukovu. Era, echisingo bunyuevu, tuline ekigambo chaba nabbi. Mukola bulungi okukiraba ekyo ng'ettabaaza eyakira mu kifo eky'ekizikiza okutuusa obudde bwe bulikya emmunyeenye ekesa obudde n'eyaka mu mitima gyammwe nga mumaze okutegeera kino nti buli kigambo ky'abannabbi ekyawandiikibwa tekitegeeza kukoma ku oyo yekka kubanga si buli kigambo ky'abannabbi ekyali kireeteddwa mu kwagala kw'abantu naye abantu bayogeranga ebiva eri Katonda nga balungamizibwa omwoyo omutukuvu.
Yes, yes, yes.
They spoke what came from the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It's
God passed through them voices.
So
here we move to add your boldness to read the word of God. And you can hear the Father. And you hear the Son. And the Holy Spirit. And you may hear the power of the word. Anytime you speak that, just as Isaiah says,
you
must understand very well. Just as the Father spoke in Isaiah. Just as the Holy Spirit spoke in Isaiah. Oh, just as Jesus spoke.
The
language you're going to hear in the new generation most with the full knowledge of God on all our medium of focus. And when we minister to you, just as the Father spoke this, just as the Word spoke this, just as the Holy Spirit said, praise Jesus. But we understand. Ministers of God, we are radio. God based in heaven and send his voices to be able to speak with us.
So,
now those talks, we request God give you grace that you may discover them. Hear the voice of the Lord your God.
He
says in Deuteronomy 28,
when you
diligently hearken on the voice of the Lord your God,
supposed
to diligently try to analyze it.
Yes, we have
praise
Jesus.
But in John 10 he says, the sheep listen to his voice. Have you understood?
Must
be able to listen to the voice of the Father, of the Word, and of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
So, I'm going
to give you a little sample. But almost the entire Bible, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit move
on.
There are a few places they leave us to speak.
And
they usually leave us to speak within the office of the Holy Spirit.
He
is the one who can bear our weakness. He
is
alone in his office where we are acceptable to speak out as us. Jesus, it's hard to give you his office and the Father.
But
the one of the Holy Spirit delivered us and even angels speak
to
it. As they bring their requests and they are complaining.
There are
two offices we can speak. I will show them to you ahead. Let's first hear briefly. In their
speech,
we are going to see of one prophet and we see the Lord Jesus. There are many things to be known. But I wanted us to reach into the depth and the height of God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And what you study, you prove it is existing. And you worship the God you understand. You can even explain him to others. For you too, you can explain your hope.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
We in Psalms 2. I pray we pass through it quickly.
Zaburi esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olusooka. Kiki ekibakugumusizza abamawanga n'abantu kiki ekibalowoozesezza ebitaliimu. Bakabaka b'ensi beteeseteese n'abafuga bateesezza ebigambo wamu ku Mukama ne ku Masiya we nga boogera nti
wuliriza bulungi. Omulundi guno.
This time we first had the Holy Spirit and he says that the kings of the world and the rulers and conspired against God the Father and on his Messiah, the word of God, the Lord Jesus. Who tried to tell us this?
Now we hear him not speaking of his own, but of the Father.
Yes,
so,
a
The kings of the world, the rulers, they have conspired against the Messiah, and Lord the Father, and the Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
Yes, you must
be Jesus.
So take a look around with some of the
must be able to listen to those voices. It will quicken for you who will be speaking to know them. This book is of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's why in Isaiah 34:16. Look in the book of the Lord and read. It's not the book of the prophets, not even the apostles. And it's not the book of the whites. You can hear those voices, you can realize and understand it. But there's no white man who will ever speak like this.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's first prove who spoke
these
things.
Which
concerns the Father and His Son. Let's get to
1
Peter briefly. 1 Peter 1:11.
Peter,
Yes,
Praise Jesus. That the Spirit of Christ
was in those prophets.
Explained us what Jesus was to pass through and the glory which was to come unto him.
Praise Jesus.
So, we must move on to prove this one thing. Truly in the Holy Scriptures. Praise Jesus. That in the Holy Scriptures, the Father is there speaking, the Word is there, and the Holy Spirit.
So we
must understand those words very clearly.
To
be able to study the God we understand. And we know the ones we learn these words from how they are. Praise Jesus. We've gone back to Psalms.
Zaburi esule yokubiri nolu nyiri olwokubiri bakabaka bensi betesetese nabafuga bateseza ebigambo wamu kumukama ne kumasiya we nga bogera nti katumenye menye enjegere zaabwe tusule wala emiguwa gyabwe atula mu ggulu aliseka mukama alibaduulira
olidde bulonyi omuntu ku byeyagamba
ino
obanga bateesa ku kigambo ki naye kennyini mubamenyemenye enjegere
zaabwe
kitaffe ajja kubasekerera n'okuduula aduule kati zokke tuwulire olunyiri oluddako tugenda kuwulira ku kitaffe.
Zaburi esula y'okubiri lwa kutaano.
Psalms 2:5.
Mu biro biri alibagamba mu busungu bwe alibateganya mu kiruyi kye ekingi.
Akyali mwoyo mutukuvu.
Naye nateeka kabaka wange ku lusozi lwange olutukuvu Sayuni.
Kaakati kitaffe yanukula n'agamba.
Kaakati
olw'ebyo ebyo n'ababiteesi.
Nze
nateeka kabaka wange ku lusozi olutukuvu
Sayuni.
Ebyo byonna boogera byabwe tebirina
makulu.
Yesu naye olina okubanga okutuuka okulya tenti mu leediyo emu okuwuliramu abantu
abasiomunnabbi
oyo omu oba omutuma oyo okusobola okubawulira nga
boogera.
Ye yateeka kabaka yo ku lusozi lw'olutukuvu
Sayuni
ekyabamawanga okuteesa kibateeseza ng'omwoyo bw'agambye
kikimukanga.
Yes, praise Jesus.
Does it come to shake God? Let me tell you something. You know they are in heaven as they speak. What are they reason?
Never change.
King did he install on Mount Zion? Now did David say, I installed my king?
Which king had David
is told when he too was a king. What king is on the holy mountain Zion? According to Isaiah.
Isaiah
verse chapter 28.
Isaiah
28. Verse 16. Isaiah 28, verse 16.
Mukama Nteka musayuni ejinja okuba omusingi. Ejinja eryakemebwa, ejinja eryokunsonda eryomwendo omungi, erinywezebwa ennyo wansi. Akkiriza talyanguyiriza.
If you believe, you're not condemned. You've not been condemned. You know that stone very well. According to John 3:16. Praise Jesus. That's the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And if you want to get explained more of him, read John 3:16 and 17 and join on 1 Peter.
1
Peter chapter 2 verse
3
and
10.
You find him the stone rejected by the builders. That is Christ Jesus our master. Is the one the Father was speaking of in Psalms
2.
He said, if they speak all that,
me,
I already installed my king on Mount Zion.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
It's
been Psalms 2 verse 6. The Father has been speaking with us. As soon as he spoke of that king, the king took him spoke of himself. According to Psalms 2 verse
7,
he speaks like this.
Ekiragiro ndi kibuulira. Mukama yangamba guli mwana wange. They don't kuzadde.
Ekiragiro wa kuyagama nja kukivulira.
He said, I'll proclaim the command.
Kama yangambo limwana gero kuzadde.
God told me, you're my son, without begotten you.
Omanyi yali kigambo.
You know, he was the word.
Na ye kitafe yamugamba bero omwana.
But the Father told him, become the son.
Era nasalawo myokane mukuminanya.
Started in John 1:40.
Naje abarumbi tumulabe ngo omwana.
Came close fresh to see him as the son.
Ontegedde buru.
Have you understood it?
Osobola okuwulira Bible.
You can hear the Bible.
Matuga fega sobola okukuka.
Our ears can get to be opened.
Netuwulira nga ayogera.
And we hear the Father's son speak. And we honor the word more than the past season. There is the glory of God being manifested.
And
his knowledge is being manifested in the world. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He said, I will proclaim the command. The Lord told me, oh, my son, I've begotten you today. Remember, he wasn't a son. He was the word. And the Father told him, I want you to be the firstborn among all my children.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
That's why in John 1:40, he decided to clothe flesh and we saw him as the son.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
We saw him
Umwana.
As the son.
Then
in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, they gave us the proof.
That
without any compromise, 1 Timothy 3:16, without any compromise, the mystery of godliness is this: God appeared within the world. He who came was God himself.
Yes,
he was. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
When he decided to become the son, yet he was the one, and the Father told him, be the son that have begotten you.
Though
all along you've been God, but humble shift from the glory of being God and become a son. And according to Philippians chapter 2, Bible says, though he was equated to God, he decided to become a servant, even to death.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now
those scriptures are truthful.
When he
finishes his works on the
earth,
as a son,
he decided to
ask go back the glory he was together with the Father. Like in John
17,
verse 4-5. Father, take me back the glory I was with you before the world existed. When you get Revelations
19,
he will show you he went back, he's now the word. But he left us the name which we use that we can pray. Praise Jesus. But Psalms 2, verse 7, the word himself was the one speaking. That I will proclaim the command. God told me, you're my son. Today I've begotten you.
The
Holy Spirit was a witness on this issue. According to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 5. Let's read there.
Hebrews chapter 1,
verse 5.
Kubanga ani kwa malaika. Gwali abuliddeko nti guli mwana wange lero nkuzadde gwe.
Ani kuba malaika gwali agambye?
Who of the angels did he ever tell this?
Naye ekyo yakigamba kigambo.
He told this to the word.
Abadde atugamba Zaburi 2:7.
He told us in Psalms 2:7.
Ebyo babyogerere yo wabwo.
Those that spoke them above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
to join that system, it takes the spirit who comes from above the heavens.
Yes, you can't
just them, for you feel your capacities of your mind end somewhere.
The
battling of powers of darkness over the earth.
Can't
accept you enter into your understanding.
But
by the much authority the Father has
put
down, we enter and remain normal into it.
And
we understand all things.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
So where did you if you want mufunzi betunizo kugamba?
That's what we can tell you about the son.
Abana abasi bagalo okusinga.
They want more than this.
Waliwo mutwe twasomere meyo musanvu jaka.
There is a time we start the seven spirits of the Lord. Which make the Holy Spirit.
Ujagene bakuama robozi gabuli.
You will go there, they will give you voices of everyone. From the Father, Son and the Holy Spirit. And of all creations.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. And how did they come?
Yes, he was
praise Amen. Jesus. After the word spoke that, in Psalms
2:7,
the Father told him these words.
Zaburi esura eyo kubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Psalms chapter 2 verse 8.
Onsabe nze, nage ndi kuwa mawango kubera obusikabo. N'ensonda z'ensi okubera amatwale go. Olimenyamenya n'omuggo ogw'ekyuma. Olivia Sayasa, get him a Yomobombi.
The Father himself told him,
that
I ask and I'll be giving you.
Ask
then Matthew 28:18. After he raised up, he said,
I've
been given authority in heavens and earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
You can hear very clear. If you understand the Father is existing and the word is there, you can even speak like him.
The
Holy Spirit can speak.
Shouldn't
life be just power which shakes people? He can speak. If you can hear him through scriptures, you can hear him everywhere.
And
you can separate him from all other voices.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now, because of that,
we
had the Father tell him what he told him.
How many times
we've been saying, take David aside. You are the David of today. Ask of nations. What are you going to use the nations for? Can you reign over nations, you? You can fall mad. That you reign and they begin to ask people
God,
that the one selling coffins will ask God to people die that he sells the coffins. Let people get sick that me a doctor I get money. That's what they ask.
Yet
others ask to leave. You get out when you're born. Another question. He asked him to abort it. Another is yearning. They have spent years without a
pregnancy.
The God who is
perfect.
He has seven spirits and understands seven times. In a twinkle of an eye.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But you,
that
the given nations reign over there. Take away your
Isaac.
If only your home with three people, you fail to reign over it. The future nations. David nations went back, he said.
Solomon.
Of the wise heart like yours. That they can lead your people. But I will not be able if you don't give me that.
Zaburi. Zaburi esula eyo kubiri. Nolo nyiriri orekomi.
Psalms 2 verse 10.
Kale kakano. Mubere na magezi. Mubaka baka. Muyige. Mwabasala omusango gwensi.
The Holy Spirit came back advised the
apostles.
You know, he bears our weakness all the time.
Like
Romans
8:26.
We realized we've not understood what
he was saying.
He said, you kings, you get back to sanity. Remember, he spoke this in Psalms 2. And they fulfill it in John 19. And they sat down and reasoned against the Messiah. You know, the foolish thing, they cannot hear God. Now remember, God
things
of preaching, where there are all treasures of understanding in life, and he made it seem foolish. They are outstanding to be preached to people.
They're
not for payment.
See, university.
It's not a university that you go and you pay tuition there. It seems a joke. But in it is life.
Amen.
Zaburi esule yo kubiri. Nolu nyiriri rakumi.
Psalms 2 verses 10.
Kale kakano mubere na magezi mwe bakabaka. Muyige mwe abasala umusango gwensi. Muweleze mukama nokutia.
Serve the Lord with trembling. Moved on, advised them more. Verse 12, Psalms 2.
Munywegere omwana alimu okusunguwala namwe ne mubula mu
kkubo.
If you see the Son come on the world, he said,
will
proclaim the command. God told him, his son is
begotten.
When he comes on the world, kiss him.
That
you don't get lost on the way.
That you
go back to your home country in heaven.
As he
came, we were on different things. Let me tell you up to today, we still have failed to listen to our Father, even the Son and the Holy Spirit.
We thought
perhaps Peter would
speak,
maybe John, maybe prophets were not speaking, maybe Isaiah, not open our ears. But through the full knowledge of God,
we
must open ears of all nations to hear the Father of heaven, that
he
can get through the word of God and to get filled of the Holy Spirit, that the glory gets back to God.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Son of the living God.
Let's also
see in the Son brief as we wind up what concerns Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, their existence, and their speech and talk, and their works. John
8,
verse
32.
John
8,
verse
32.
John 8,
from verse 31.
Awo Yesu n'agamba Abayudaaya abali bamukkiriza nti, bwe munywerera mu kigambo kyange, nga muli bayigirizwa bange ddala.
Kakati tabwezi.
Now a problem has come.
Ani nannyini kigambo?
Who owns the words?
Abeera kitaffe.
It's the Father. Now the problem, the voice is coming from Jesus. Yet Jesus himself is the word.
Father, this
is the word was covered when you hold on him. As the true vine and your branches, you will be truly my disciples. And he looked at him. And he said, now, you have a problem on your brain. You're going to become
what?
And we're in your what? You know you have a wrong Bible with yourself, which say if you hold in my words or in my testimonies.
Praise
Jesus. Now brethren, the Bible says if you hold my testimonies or in my words, you know you have a wrong Bible. It's twisted there. We want you to put back when you hold on my word and you hear that the Father is speaking. The one who owns the word was with it in the beginning.
Yokana Esura,
John 8, verse 32.
Edamuli Manya Amazima.
The Father still speaks and says, that word, when you hold on him, that is the truth. According to how the word explained to us in John 14:6, when he speaks on the way, the truth, and life, the one who spoke of him here was the Father, but they could not hear him. John 8:33.
Nevamudamu. Nti fetuli zade ya Ibrahimu. Sote tufugiwa mtu yena.
Wakati nabo yabagamba kitafu.
Now here what they speak back to the Father. It's not you who birthed us.
Era biri Yesu yali abage Mathayo 23:9.
Jesus spoke in Matthew 23:9.
Ebubanga nechitamu mulala ku.
Have no any other father in the world.
Ebubanga chitamu ali omwali mu.
For your Father is one in heaven.
Ba mudamu ne batugamba sigwe kitafu. Ne mamugamba sigwe kitafu.
The answer him and he told him, you're not our father.
Ye Ibrahimu.
Abraham is our father. That's what they call the madness of not hearing. When the Father says that you're deaf, you hear, but don't understand what you hear. See, but you don't perceive. All that we appear with before we come to the new generation. Now look yourself as you read the Bible before. Did you have any sense to hear the Father speak? The Lord said, but Isaiah, he was a powerful man. He could talk great words. If you see mad, after you say Isaiah,
Yokana Esura ya Munana, John 8, verse
33.
Nevamudamu nti fe, tulizadde ya Ibrahimu. Sore tufugiwa mtu yenna. Oyogera otya gwenti mulifuka baddembe. Yesu nabaddamu nti daladala mbagamba nti buli muntu yenna akola ekibi ye muddu w'ekibi. Omuddu tabeerera mu nnyumba mirembe na mirembe. Omwana abeerera emirembe n'emirembe.
Ani yabannyonnyola eby'omwana?
Who was explaining this to them?
Now,
from 1 Peter 4:35, the Holy Spirit came to ease this.
He
said, the word he has told you. John 1:14, if clothed flesh became a son, if he sets you free, you will be free. If you
have
not understood that is the word, now is the son. The Father over the
answer,
and the Holy Spirit bearing a weakness, he blocks the Father not to beat. Don't beat. You. The word is the Son. For what we answered, the Father was harsh. He was going to light their eyes and to destroy them. But the Holy Spirit said, no, wait a little, maybe they will understand. He's the son he's told you off. The madness is much on us. And these are spent years in the world, let me tell you. Till the new generation is going to empower it more. But the apostles had begun to hear. And when you read Acts 4, you can hear how they speak out. And they say that, oh Lord, our God, just as you spoke in your servant David,
they
hear that it was God who spoke through David by your Holy Spirit. And you say, the kings of the world and the rulers, conspired words against the Lord and his Messiah. They were able to hear God.
Roman Empire, we are
when the Roman Empire captured us and it brought in the Roman Catholic Church and it took the Bible out of people and they kept it and they took away the sense of hearing our God and they began to say St. Peter spoke and they blasphemed the saints. There Isaiah spoke. You know they have their talk. In those days, prophet Isaiah spoke those mad things. They are the ones who took us off track.
But
walking on the foundations of the salvation of apostles and prophets,
it could
hear the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the rightful one speaking.
But
I told you at the end we must separate the Trinity of the devils.
John 8 verse
36.
Omuddu tabirira mu nyumba emirembe mirembe na mirembe omwana abirira emirembe na emirembe. Kale omwana bwali bafuula abeddembe muli babaddembe ddala. Manyi nti muli zadde lya Ibulayimu. Naye musala amagezi okunzita kubanga ekigambo kyange tekyeyabya mu mmwe.
Etaffe yakoma mu lwasatu mu omusa.
The father came back in 37.
Abaganda batumidde ekigambo.
He said, send you the word.
Naye muli emu muwakanya.
But you're down there arguing against him.
Kati we mwegaana omwana oyo.
If you reject that son.
Nga nange munneegaana.
Meet you have rejected me.
We mumutta nga nange munzisa.
When you kill him, you have killed me too.
Obulabe yagamba munoonya amagezi g'okunzita.
That's why he said you look for a way to kill me.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Oh,
his word, he sent it, but he had no space within them.
The
word explains us
that
we are arguing with him.
Yokana munana,
John 8, verse 38.
Manyi nti muli zadde Ibulayimu, na ye...
7.
Manyi nti muli zadde Ibulayimu, naye musala amagezi okunzita kubanga ekigambo kyange tekyeyabya mu mmwe. Nze njogera bye nalaba eri kitange, kale nammwe mukola bye mwawulira eri kitammwe.
Mukama waffe Yesu akomye mu 38.
The Lord Jesus has come back in 38.
N'atugamba nabiraba eri.
He said, I saw this from the Father.
Bonna mwe bali osobola bawulira.
All of them are here, they can speak as you hear them.
Bible bwetu bwefaanana.
That's how the Bible appears.
Yes, he was
praised. But the Trinity of the devils, they brought by the Roman Empire or the Roman Catholic Church, created different religions. They are the ones who made this issue disappear, which concerns God the Father, and the Word is the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
John 8:39. Nebamugamba nti Ibulayimu ye kitaffe. Yesu n'abagamba nti singa mubadde baana ba Ibulayimu, mwandikoze ebikolwa bya Ibulayimu. Naye kaakano musala amagezi okunzita. Omuntu ababuulidde ebyamazima.
Oyo yali ani?
That was who?
Mwoyo Mutukufu.
The Holy Spirit.
Yanga mbabuulidde nange ebyamazima. Era nange mwagala
ku of the truth, but you want to kill me myself. Manyi
ffe tuli omuntu omubwe mukwata ku omufe.
You know we are one, if you get one, you have killed all of us.
We
say whoever rejects the Son
is
rejected the Father.
John 8:41.
Verse 40.
Naye kaakano musala amagezi okunzita omuntu ababuulidde ebyamazima bye nawulira eri Katonda. Ibulayimu teyakola bw'atyo. Mwe mukola emirimu gya kitammwe ne bamugamba nti ffe tetuli baana beeboolereze.
Baagamba omwoyo mutukuvu twala muli.
The Holy Spirit go away.
Enagamba tuli baana
beeboolereze. Who tells you we are illegitimate children?
that you are
leaving us as children of God.
Go away.
Pick things out, you don't understand, and they are filled with madness in it. God answered them a hard word after they told him that. If you reject my spirit, you are of your father the devil.
John 8:41. Ne bamugamba nti ffe tetuli baana beebolereze tulina kitaffe omu ye Katonda.
Kakati ate bano balalubula basose ne bagamba Ibulayimu ye kitaffe.
First told them Abraham is the father to them.
Nokwekwogera mataka.
This is to speak contradiction of yourselves.
Omanyi bwobanga oli mu
ki yeyo. You know, if you are the world of darkness,
nanokuwulira towulira.
Even here you can't hear.
Obusobola okwogera buli kyakisiru kyonna
ky'osanze. Every foolishness you find.
Turi mu Yokana essula ya 8 n'olunyiri lwa 2.
John 8:42.
Yesu n'abagamba nti singa Katonda ekitammwe mwandinjagadde nze kubanga nava eri Katonda ninjija.
N'abagamba nze kigambo eyava gy'ali.
The one who came from the Father.
Ninzija.
And I came here.
Gwe kiki?
You are what? We've got a problem. This son of Mary has become a problem this time. You came from where? We are dead.
Passing
with door of which heaven?
I
think you see the chaos here. Even though you ask people who is the word, and they say it's the Bible.
That
is the Son of God.
Ask
them who is wisdom. It is there to the Lord.
And you
don't know it is Jesus.
Now
human being is messed up on this world.
Remember
its work of church to make all nations disciples. And they know they are God.
But you can bring it
in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yokana is Sula Eyomunana. No lingiri. Duana mubiri.
John 8:42.
Sasa jakura agenze ka na yoyo yantuma. Kiche chibalubwede okutegera enjogera yange. Kubanga temuyinza kulira kigambo kyange.
Kitafe naba komerawo.
And the Father came back.
Naba gambe enjogera yafe. Yange.
My speech. My language.
Ni kigambo kyange.
In my words.
No moyo wange temututegera.
My spirit don't understand us.
Kwange ere kigambo kyange muganyo muyo.
You fail to hear to my from my words.
Duzo dunyiroro. Verse
43 you hear. The Father comes back saying, I told
him,
I am who? My word, I sent him to you and you rejected him. You know the Father based above the heavens sent his voice through the Son. Most of them say, how comes there's no network there? What about the Spirit was on Christ?
Ever
since he came in Matthew 3,
15
and
17,
the voice of the Father began to speak. That's my Son whom I rejoice. If it passed through Christ, the apostle would have said,
it's
my Son whom I can speak. Where is he?
But he
said, let me
first
speak as I'm up here that they hear.
Or
if you pass the bridge through Christ, he's my beloved Son. They would have said, where is he speaking from?
John 8:44. Mumuli ba kitamwe setani.
Yeah, kitafwe mwenyini yabagamba nze sibamanyi sibazala nganako.
Told them, I don't know you, I've never birthed you, leave me alone.
Era mwagala okukola okwegomba kwa kitamwe. Oyo okuva ku lubereberye ye musi. Soti yanywerera mu mazima. Kubanga amazima tegali mu ye.
Yali mu Kristo muzabibu ogwaddala
yamuvaamu. Christ the true vine got out of him.
Bwayogera obulimba. Ayogera ekiva mu bibye kubanga ye mulimba era kitaye w'obulimba naye kubanga njogera amazima temunzikiriza ani kumwe anumiriza ekibi
mundu kuva abagambi
bagamba
amazima yono
wa I tell the truth is wrong here. You don't want to believe me.
Munumiriza ekibi wamwe abakuliro kirumi.
Convict me of sin if you want to understand.
Are you the
one who convicts sin?
Remember him in John 16,
5 to
10.
Convicts the world of sin right
yesterday.
He told them, now convict me.
Who
can convict the Holy Spirit?
Yukana esule ya munana ulinyiri duana mukaga.
John 8 verse 46.
Bwe njogera amazima kiki kibalobedde okunzikiriza owa Katonda awulira ebigambo bya Katonda
n'abagamba.
He told them,
Katonda,
the one who belongs to God can hear God's word, which pass through his words.
But
the word told us,
the words
I said to you, they are not mine, I got them from the Father.
Yukana munana ana musanvu.
John 8 47.
Mwechimufa mulema okuulira kubanga temuli ba Katonda. Abayudaya ne baddamu ne bamugamba nti tetwogera bulungi ffe nti gwe oli mu Samaria era oliko dayimooni.
Akati omwoyo omutukuvu yaliko dayimooni.
Now the Holy Spirit has a demon upon him. I think you see speaking what you don't understand.
Omwoyo omutukuvu yaga
me, I bear their weakness, but this is let me go aside. Jesus, come and save me. These ones, they are about to be cast.
Cast
them, they began to blaspheme me. You know, in Matthew
12,
whoever blasphemeth him is all forgiven. Whoever blasphemes the Holy
Spirit,
he quickly went aside before. I'm what? I'm Did having what?
Jesus,
come and speak with them. You're going to hear him there.
Yukana esula, eyomunana. Noli yiri wana mwenda.
John 8, verse 49.
Yesu nadamu nti siriko daimoni. Na yenze nsamu ichitiwa chitange.
Umanyo kuzibikiriza.
You're not to block.
The
Holy Spirit told you, I don't have a demon over me. You be silent behind there.
You
are just saving us.
John 8
verse
49. Namwe temuzi samu chitibwa. Na yenze sino nyachitibwa change. Wali anonya era asala omusango.
N'abagamba tata wali wano.
Told them the Father is right here.
N'abagamba.
He said,
"Who? Aliwa.
Where is he?" He looked around.
Aliwa.
Where is he?
Bange lulira. Ngayogera.
I spoke.
Hey, batugambe wali.
He told us he's around.
Tabu yali now.
The trouble was there.
Eyogeza ko kuulira.
Of trying to hear.
Yokana esula ya munana n'olunyiriwa makumi atano mulumu.
John 8 verse 51.
Ddala mbagamba nti omuntu bw'akwata ekigambo kyange talira bakufu.
Kitaffe n'akomawo
and the Father came back.
N'abagamba wendi.
He told them, "Come here."
Tumukwata ekigambo kyange.
He heard all my words.
Tumujja kuleka kufa.
You will not see or pay.
Tukaya akabagamba nti kitaffe mwana.
He had just told them the Father is around.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Let me hope let's
meet
that tomorrow.
We want to
go see the student of the devil.
We shall
finish. We
shall hear that voice.
We will
go see how we give any justice to the office of the Holy
Spirit.
We may find elsewhere that
these I speak them as me. Yet about the Holy Spirit, one
has been
speaking. Here angels say,
we
overcame by the blood of the Lamb. Now
they're
in the office of
the
Holy Spirit. They are
of
intercessors.
Then
we shall end up putting away the
trinity
of the devil.
So
we had we saw three evil spirits. And they come from the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. And where comes the
number
of triple
six? That's
the trinity of the devils. We shall see
all
that.
Come on,
May God bless you.